And Taste Washington Wine Month continues here on Sip Northwest Live. We welcome you back to our studios in Seattle. I'm Brian Bushlack. More on Taste Washington coming up in just a bit. You know, it's one thing to have a big name and make wine. We've seen lots of celebrities do that over the years. It's a whole nother thing to do it and do it right. That's what Damon Heward and Dan Marino are doing at Passing Time, thanks in large part to vintner Chris Peterson. The Oregon native really has had a huge impact, crafting some amazing wines and scoring some big-time points for Damon Heward and Dan Marino at Passing Time.
It's a fun challenge because just wine has so many possibilities, and Washington has a million possibilities, and that's what I love about it. That's why at Avenia we're doing, you know, Syrah. We're going to do Syrah from two different vineyards. We just kind of use a big swath of the state to make different blends. And we have a style, as Damon mentioned. We have some older vines. We have these sites that express savory elements and are more earthy driven. And so that was one of the things that intrigued me about the chance to work with Damon at Passing Time, is that he wants something else that Washington can excel at and stand with anybody in the world, as many wineries have expressed here. And that is to make this large-scaled, powerful, concentrated, but still balanced, which is the key that Washington really excels at, and really what I'm passionate about, so I kind of insist upon. And I think that's what we're doing here. So I think about the barrel program differently. We think about when we're going to pick the fruit just slightly different. You know, I might go, okay, maybe for a Vinny I would pick it for, let's just wait a few more days and we'll just get that, you know, little different profile. And just every step along the way, I'm thinking about it through a different lens, all the way through the blending. So that's what's interesting to me. And it's just a new challenge, you know.
That's a great way to put it. And Damon, it sounds like, I mean, you had been working on this vision for quite some time. So, I mean, you knew what kind of wine you wanted to. And so when you conceptualize that with Chris, how do you talk him through that? I mean, what'd you tell him? You had to coach him up, right?
Not really. I mean, I was a big fan of the Grand Ciel that he made at DeLille, which is, you know, I think still to this day, one of Washington's greatest wines. And so he's made that big Washington Cabernet before, and I knew he could do it again. He's the head coach here. I'm just the offensive coordinator. I try to coordinate a few things, maybe line up a few vineyards, but at the end of the day, I follow the head coach's lead, with all the decisions he makes, in the cellar, and boy, he's made some great ones.
Great way to put it. Damon Heward, Chris Peterson at Passing Time here. Let's talk about the wines now. Give us the description, and you're a color commentator in football, so I'm expecting a really good description of that 13 now.
That's good stuff. Yeah, man, this 13, it is a quintessential Washington Cabernet. Again, another warm vintage. As I said earlier, there's no Merlot in it. There's 9% Merlot in the 2012. In 2013, the Merlot did not make the Cabernet better, so Chris left that out. But it's amazing what just a little bit of the 3% Cabernet Franc from Champoux that he put into it those tobacco elements, that leafiness that you get from Cab Franc, it just adds to the beautiful backbone of the Discovery Cabernet, which makes up 97% of the wine. To me, it's even bigger on the palate than the 12. It's just a big, beautiful, bold Washington Cabernet, but still has kind of that Horse Heaven Hills floral essence, and I think just a signature Chris Peterson restraint that just makes it outrageously awesome. And it's wonderful to drink now. I'm one of these guys, I think I've learned to like wines, domestic wines especially, in their infancy, and for some reason I want to pop it right now and pour it for the world, but Chris says, no, just wait. So we're gonna wait till April 16th, but it's gonna be another great Washington Cabernet.
Hey, I think we've just found our backup host here on Sip Northwest Live. Damon, that was awesome. Nice job. Not your first rodeo. We know that, right? But hey, Chris, what do you think about the 13?
Oh, yeah. I really love how it turned out. Just that like Damon mentioned, that 3% Cabernet Franc just made this huge difference. Really changes the texture. It's amazing how just a couple of percentage points of something can change the nose, change the mouthfeel, and just bring this a little bit of elegance, powerful elegance to wine. I think it's one that's going to taste quite nice when it's released in April and just to continue to improve for years to come.
Sip Northwest Live in Woodinville this weekend. I'm Brian Bushlack alongside Damon Heward, Chris Peterson. We're at Passing Time right next door to Avenia. We're going to revisit Avenia as well here in the next few weeks, but it's all about Passing Time this weekend. And let's talk about 14. That vintage comes along, and, it's one of those things that's like, in football terms, I guess, Damon, game management, right? I mean, you make adjustments as you go, and you don't go into that vintage thinking it's going to be anything like the last year, the last game, the last quarter, right?
Right. Well, it was the hottest year on record to that till 15 came around. But no doubt about it. We picked some fruit a little bit earlier. But it was also a big change in the game plan here at Passing Time. We're going to grow to roughly 1,500 cases. We're going to make three wines now. These first two vintages have been a Horse Heaven Hills Cabernet. We now are going to make three Cabernets from the three places that we think people identify Washington wine the most with, and that's Walla Walla, Red Mountain, and then always our flagship Horse Heaven Hill. So we're super excited to celebrate these three places that we think that does Cabernet best here in the state of Washington and have three wines to have here at the bar. It'll be a lot more fun than just one.
This facility is pretty cool here, and I know it's a great space. You're going to have some incredible parties here, but tell us about this door here to the back part here. I mean, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's really cool. We kind of have, about 5,300 square feet here, and we've got this devising wall right in the middle of it, kind of the cold storage space in the back, the entertaining area out front here. But yeah, this big 20-foot tall life-size barrel that opens up kind of takes you back into that cold storage room. There's eight really cool, they look like the laces going up it, kind of our signature on our label. So it's really a Passing Time statement with this big 20-foot door when you walk into the space. So yeah, we're super excited about this place and can't wait to share a glass with our customers here in the near future.
We could put some turf down in here too and get a pickup game going. I mean, you got enough room.
it's a great big space, probably more space than we needed, but to knock a hole in the wall and have Avenia right next door and to do all the entire production here together, we have about 10,000 square feet now with these 20-foot ceilings right here in the heart of Woodinville. We couldn't ask for a better space to make a great wine.
And for you, Chris Peterson, I know it certainly is convenient to have Damon and his team right next door.
Yeah, it's been, I didn't want to push them into this big space if they weren't ready for it. But I think that shows the commitment, is that they said, okay, yeah, no, we're in this. We got this big site. They, as you can see, as we're talking about, they've really made some nice additions. So it'd be a really comfortable and beautiful place. But yes, for me, it's the extra room has been amazing. They made 500 cases the first 2 years, and we're like, great, we got a little spot for that in the cellar. We'll play with it in my free time and it'll be fun. And then Damon says, okay, well, let's make three wines and 1,500 cases. So I'm like, great, we can do that, but we can't do it here. so we have the space now, the extra, during the madness of harvest, that the extra space is amazing and just makes everything, really, it really works well for making, super high quality wine.
I saw some Avenia in his cold storage too, so I mean, that worked out good for you guys, right?
Right. Yeah, there's definitely a little space, and yeah, we keep some goods here, we keep some empty barrels and a little bit of equipment, and yeah, it just helps both sides. And we have this little ramp going between us, so we can just drive the barrels back and forth and work on them, so all the wine will still be made at Avenia and then just brought over here to go through the aging process.
Well, speaking of aging, this Oregon Ducks domination is sure getting old for Husky fans. We'll talk to Damon Heward about that little sports twist here as Taste Washington Wine Month continues here on Sip Northwest Live right after the break.